That's the nature of our practice. It's like I told you over and over. And the point our effort is directed. It's like this. For a beginner, it looks like very discouraging and frustrating. Someone said it is then it's like standing on your head. It is simple. To keep standing is very difficult. In the sun, someone said. I think that is very true. Not to stand on your head should not be difficult. But to keep standing is very difficult. But if you don't know what is true practice and where you should put your effort, and the nature of our practice, based on the human nature, nature of culture, human culture. We cannot make appropriate, effective effort in helping ourselves and others. This kind of instruction given by Dogen Zenji is like a lighthouse in the stormy ocean. When the sea is very calm, you should rather expect, you should rather like to have a storm. And most of the young people has this kind of feeling. This kind of resistance. When we have this kind of resistance, to observe something quite common. It's difficult, but because it is not so encouraging thing. But if you are under a very critical situation, you will have find out your true nature. I talked about insane. Last lecture this afternoon. Most people who are insane at first, I think the symptom of them is to express the feeling of resistance in various ways, and they cannot help resisting what people say, what people may like to do. If you say stay at home, they will run away. If you don't say so, he might stay home, but the instant, the moment you say please stay, you should stay at home more, he will go away. That is the expression of the resistance. By nature, our effort is directed to outward, not in inward. So, for them, it is for them because they are not mentally so strong. And so it is difficult to work in opposite way, or you may say, to control their way. It is quite different from controlling power. Our way is not to prohibitive or controlling. Just to put our effort to the other direction is our way. And we will have more difficulty in make shift of our direction of effort. So for the weak, mentally weak person, it is difficult to keep themselves from a feeling of resistance. At first, they resist everything. But sometimes, they may feel be great regret, or they may feel great sad feeling because they cannot observe things he cannot observe things as he should do. And well developed human nature. The revival of well developed human nature all of a sudden happens to their mind. Once this kind of revival of highly developed human activity take place, they feel very sad that they cannot observe things as they should do according to the highly developed human nature. Originally, it is our joy to develop our nature. But that development of the human nature is contaminated, is in the a kind of contamination in our culture, in our social framework. We become sick of it. We become tired of it. And we feel weak resistance against it. But when we are in the position from where we have to reach for the well-developed human life, we seek for it, and we adore for it, and we miss it. That is actually how we feel resistance and how we become very obedient. Usually, resistance and obedience is two quite different tendency or activity of mind, or function of mind. But originally, it is not different. There, we have a reason why we practice something informally. And why we practice our way in the opposite way. Because you feel some resistance to your old culture, you should practice that. And you feel better to practice our way because Our practice is the expression of our resistance. To the old way of life. In our practice, we should forget all about the idea of good or bad, right or wrong. But when old culture becomes rigid and concrete, the old culture will force something always on you, but in our practice, even though we do not ignore the idea of good or bad, but we are not caught by the idea of good or bad anymore. Instead of expressing resistance to outward, we resume our original nature or universal nature or state of our mind before crystallize in some particular way. I think if you know the true way of Zazen, because you are young, because you have some feeling of resistance, you will practice more our way, and feeling of resistance to old way of life will encourage your practice. Moreover, your mind will be weak enough to accept the old way of life we have. When our practice comes to this point, we say, don't think good and bad, right or wrong. When we do not think right or wrong, good or bad, our mind is big enough to accept things, whether it is old or whether it is new. Who told us the teaching, or who forced some way of life to us, doesn't matter. We will not lose our way, and we will create, we will develop our way in our own idea and in our own way. And there is freedom of creativity. It is silly for us just be caught by the feeling of resistance. The resistance because of the discrimination. It's a kind of imitation. But usually imitation, we imitate something. In the same way. But in when we have resistance, we imitate in opposite way. That is just you imitate in the same way or the other way is different. But your way is caused by some outward object. In other words, your mind is enslaved by outward object. In this point, resistance and imitation is the same. You have no freedom. It means your mind is enslaved by it, by something. So if you want to obtain the perfect freedom from everything, your efforts should be directed inward. As long as you have this kind of practice, you have no danger. Danger of being enslaved by anything. You have always perfect freedom. So the more you understand a human being and human nature, the more you will be interested in our way. Another human nature is maybe we like something wrong rather than right, rather than true. This is something this is maybe same tendency we have when we feel some resistance. Something which is true is maybe always very common and not so interesting, not so colorful. It is just plain and common. So you have no interest in it. Something which is wrong. It's very interesting to you to see, you know. As Dogen Zenji says in his instruction of Zazen, don't, you know, be afraid of through driving. In China, there was a man who liked dragon very much, even though he didn't see, he haven't seen a dragon, but even though he didn't know actually what it was, he was very much interested in dragon, and he liked to talk about dragon. This kind of, you know, feeling we have always, even though we don't know what is Zazen, people like to talk about Zazen all day, night, all night. But Dogen then said, don't be surprised at the true dragon. You know, those people will be surprised, or not surprised, but will be silent when they see true dragon, because it is not so interesting. So you say, don't be surprised at true dragon. But common as it is, if you know how common it is, and if you know if the true dragon will appease your ambitious thought or your unsatisfied feeling in your everyday life. You will be interested in our practice, in its true sense. This kind of interest is not usual interest to be proud of your power or your understanding. But something which will give you, which will appease all the ambitious thought and all the resistance. That is why many artists and poets and samurai or some influential person who found dead end in their way, practiced Zazen. there is limit in our effort, and there is limit in our power to attain something. Whether you become famous or not, it's the difference of whether you become famous or not is by maybe by sheet of paper. If you are stronger than the other, a little bit, you know, you will become famous. That's all. If you can do it little bit ahead of people, you will be successful. To be involved in that kind of competition is to sacrifice yourself. And it is silly, you know, to be involved in this kind of life. Our way of life should be more stable and more wide and more open to everyone, keeping something just within yourself. It's one of the violence of one of our precepts, but whether it may be material or spiritual, not to open up for others is the violence of the precept. Our mind should be open to everyone. If you want to open up your mind, you should resume your true mind, or essence of mind. Essence of mind, according to the sixth pattern. I'm sorry, I didn't bring my glasses, so will you read from here? To here. About one page. I have read it up to here. You are teacher, so. Think unthinkable, and no palabras. Okay. Start by your by the new schedule.
So where?
Oh, here.
When you stand from Zazen, shake your body and arise calmly. Do not be rough. That which transcends the ordinary person and the sage dying, while sitting and standing, is obtained through the help of this power. This I have seen. Also the supreme function, lifting the finger, using the needle, hitting the wooden gong, and enlightenment signs, such as raising the hosu, striking with the fist, hitting with the staff, and shouting, are not understood by discrimination or differentiation. You cannot understand training and enlightenment well by using supernatural power. It is the practice, sitting, standing, and sleeping, beyond voice and visible things. Isn't this a true rule beyond discriminatory views? So don't argue about the wise and foolish. If you can only train hard, this is true enlightenment. Training and enlightenment are by nature undefiled. Living by Zen is not separated from daily life.
What he says is very, you know, common, and Zen is for everyone. But, you know, in everywhere, you will find some unusual statement. All the unusual activities of Zen master is based on this deep understanding of our practice, or else he does not deserve the name of true Zen master. His whole day, whole life effort is directed on this point. And I have been talking about maybe same thing over and over again so many times. And I will continue. I'm sorry, same thing over and over again. But I feel very good, you know. Because I find something new, you know, in my feeling. Whenever I continue his statement. This is the joy of practice. And it may be a good idea for us to read this Skandha Zen little by little after Zazen. We'll discuss how we should do with Chima Sensei later. Thank you very much.